Hey everybody, hey to nobody. Today is June 10th, 2023. So, I'm just sharing. I'm sharing as I heal me. So at 6:35 a.m., my journey started. That's not even true. I'm gonna go back from the beginning and how it all came through. At 4:31, I woke up to the moon looking at me in the window. And she whispered to me, "Hello." So I got up and went to the bathroom. Because now I'm realizing when the moon speaks to me, I have to offer her something. And the thing that I offer her is the water from me. Because it's going back to her. You're giving libations when you release. Okay? So I went to pee. Then I came back down to see if she was still looking at me. And she was. It was kind of cloudy. Nothing too bad. The clouds wasn't being rowdy. They was very calm. And you could see the moon. She's at the halfway point. Look up and you won't have to assume. It's Saturday, so I know it's Saturn. But really, it's my Mercury. I know it all sounds foreign, but I have to keep going on. Because eventually, you'll know what I'm talking about. Eventually, you'll know what I'm talking about. Because your curiosity will let you know what I'm talking about. Okay? So, what is this segment called? It's called Healing What's Still in Me. Okay? Healing What's Still in Me. So, today holds the energy. When you add 6:10 together, 2023, you come to 14. And 14 reduces to 5. That holds a karma. You have a karma debt, a karmic debt. And I'm gonna give you how you overcome the karmic debt, but then I'm gonna give you some pointers just stood out to me. So overcome by curbing the appetite for physical stimulation and using moderation. And that's because in a past life you may have abused things, you may overindulged in things. That's what that karmic debt holds. So you have to be in moderation, okay? So then I wrote life path 14:5. Must learn the lesson of change. Because 5 holds the energy of change. I used to tell you, when you are in a 5, you go around a curve. And you got to be going fast enough that when you get to the top of the 5, you can make that right turn. But if you lose momentum when you're doing change, you might end up back at the bottom. Then you might, depending on how fast you fell back, it might not be easy to get back to that exact point. But you might fall off a little. And now you got to gain speed again to get to the top of that curve, make that right turn, and make another right turn. And you go into 6, okay? So you must learn the lesson of change when dealing with the energy of 5. So then I wrote, must learn how to. I know how to is wisdom. So when I looked up the word wisdom, I came with the 5 of hearts. How to detach from interests and relations when they are over, okay? So now I know, okay, well, wisdom is the 5 of hearts. So now I have to look at it's a capital W. If you use a capital W, it's a 5 of hearts. So I look at my life spread to see where the 5 of hearts affects me. And the 5 of hearts is the crown, is the card that crowns me, right? So I wrote the 5 of hearts. How do you wear your crown? Okay. So then, when I looked at the Five of Hearts, and I have to look at all the cards that are me. So I know Five of Hearts crown me, right? So this is what I wrote. So when I add the five and the 41, wisdom and detach, because I did detach. I did wisdom, that's the Five of Hearts. And then I did detached. And detached is a Two of Spades. So when you put the Two of Spades together and the Five of Hearts, you get the Seven of Spades. So the Two of Spades is my Pluto. The Five of Hearts is the card that crowns me. And the Seven of Spades is my Venus, okay? So this is about love. This is about love. Where am I going with this? Healing me what steals me. I'm healing what's stealing from me. Just from me, okay? So then I looked at it and I said, so, me, capital M and capital E. I know small e is the card that crowns me. And that's it crowns me for life. That's the Five of Hearts. From my very start, the capital E, 31, Five of Diamonds, and I ain't lying. The capital M, 39, the King of Diamonds. I see it shining. Okay. Add together is 70. Okay. Minus the 52. Now we got 18 coming through. That's the Five of Clubs. So I have to look at the Five of Clubs. So the Five of Hearts questioned me, how do you wear your crown? And I answered from the keys was, I wear my crown faithfully. So now we got the Five of Hearts that crowns me, right? So where does the Five of Clubs come in there? The Five of Clubs supports the Five of Hearts. So M-E is necessary. So then at 7:10 I wrote, today I decree that I will not be going to the dispensary for nobody, not even me. I have what I need, and all that I need is me. Capital M and capital E. My karma to my Neptune, the Four of Diamonds, right? Or the Five of Clubs, which supports my crowning card, the Five of Hearts. So my Neptune card, the Four of Diamonds, is the karma card, is the Five of Clubs. So I can do capital E or I can do small e. It's just up to me. But the whole thing about it is heal me. And what's stealing from me is me. By not learning who I am and where I can go. So that's why the cards, I love the cards. I've been saying that even before I knew I could look at a playing card and get so much more information. It's a trick. It's a trick. All these things are a trick. The Queen Mother said, you can't breathe if you covering. If you completely cover and never take a deep breath, you're shortening your lifespan, okay? If it's something, if the Queen of, and I didn't know why, but the Queen of Spades has always spoke to me. I didn't know she was the Queen of Spades. I just knew she was the Queen. The Moon. The Divine Goddess. And the Divine Mother and the Divine Father. Right now they're in the sky together. The sun is shining on me. So, the Seven of Spades, which is my Venus card. What is the Seven of Spades saying to me? The Seven of Spades say, faith and trust in a higher power. So what is the higher power? the Five of Hearts, the card that crowns me. Faithfully, I wear my crown all the time. Even when I think I'm putting it down, it follows me for life. So now I understand deeper than anybody can teach me about me, because there's a part of me that nobody sees but me. So capital M and capital E. That was my lesson today. My lesson was about me. Peace.